court. But we caught up with this lady and had a chat to her in regards to a big rally that was in Bendigo on Sunday. Have a listen to this. Well and truly overdue, I would have thought, Jules, in regards to Roslyn Park and the No More, the end of gender-based domestic violence. The rally was put together. Loads of people turned up, as they should. But I reckon it's, not before time, I would have thought.
Yeah. One of the organisers is with us now, Melissa Astor. Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Were you surprised, Melissa, with Sunday's turn up, or did you expect more or less?
Oh, I was blown away. Yep. There was one point where I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we got 50 people?
Wow.
And then to see as many people there as we did, I'm glad I didn't see exactly how many people while I was speaking, because I might not have been able to do it. Blown away. I'm so grateful for how many people took time out of their weekend to join us.
Melissa, is a word to describe it, is it emotional? Is it a relief? Is it solidarity? How would you describe the experience of seeing that many people come together in the park on Sunday?
Definitely. It was hugely emotional. But also, you know, it makes me angry that we still have to do this. I had women come up to me afterwards who said that they've been doing this for 60 years.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and we're still doing it in 2024. But yes, it was hugely emotional, and it did feel like there was some solidarity there as well, especially with how many men did turn up as well.
Can I just throw that in the mix there too? I was going to ask that question, Melissa, and that is the men turned up. You wouldn't have seen me. I was at the back there having a listen. I thought what you guys did was wonderful. Again, I'm with you on that. It's, you know, like it shouldn't happen, but it has. So you've got to address it, and you have. With the men aspect, does it go both ways when we talk about domestic violence?
Well, it can happen, absolutely. Yeah. That's factual. But I think one of the speakers stated that I think it was around 95% of violence perpetrated on average against anybody is perpetrated by men.
Okay. So the thing is with it is that, the thing that really annoys me, and you can tell that I'm annoyed by this, but the thing that annoys me is that it's been happening for a bloody long time. You mentioned 60 years for one person, right? There'd be plenty out there. And normally this thing, Melissa, brings loads of other people out to say, you know what, I've been, and you would get this all the time, it's happened to me for 10 years or 14 years or 20 years. What's the basis behind people still staying? Is it a safety thing for them, and they think, all right, well, you know, I've got to put up with it, so I'll just put up with it?
It's because it doesn't start with violence. It doesn't start with the physical violence. You know, it starts with the grooming. It starts with indoctrinating the woman. You know, she is... There's the love bombing, you know. She's made to feel like the only woman in the world, and they treat them beautifully to start off with. And then it creeps in. It's insidious. And then they're in too far by the time the actual physical violence starts. And then they've been isolated from their support network. Yeah. They've got nowhere to go. And then if there's children involved, then they're threatened to lose their children. You know, they've got nowhere to go. That's how they're made to feel, and that's how it works. So they can't leave. It's and the thing is, why are we still asking that question? Why are we asking, why don't they leave? Why aren't we asking, why don't they stop? Mm-hmm. Why are these things still happening to women in 2024?
Yeah, well said, Melissa.
There's
all this shame, right, of these victims. You know, why didn't they stand up? Why didn't they do this? You've said it so well, in that this is a long game played by a lot of these perpetrators, and it's about having the support services, like having safe houses, having the education for women, you know, to be able to have that financial safety net if they end up in a situation that they go, okay, well, I have the ability to support myself, support potentially a family, to flee a situation they never thought that they would be bound by an abusive partner or a manipulative partner. So I feel like this is what people are trying to talk to government with, to get those services. Is that why you got involved in the first place, Melissa?
I got involved really just because more than anything, you know, my own experiences, but every single woman I know, they've had an experience. You know, we're not just talking about domestic violence within a partnership. It's about not feeling safe on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Having to plan your day. Where do I park my car? Is it going to be dark by the time I need to come back to my car? You know, I know women who are too scared to take the bins out at night if it's already dark. You know, it's not just about domestic violence. It is about women's safety across the board.
And it's sad that you've got to, you know, you express that. And Jules, you and I spoke on the radio the other day when you mentioned that you went for a run and then all of a sudden didn't feel right because you felt like you might be in the wrong area.
It was dark. I had to have the music turned down. You feel these things on a daily basis, Melissa, where you have to have your keys in your hand. And these are things that you don't have to second think.
But you shouldn't have, in Australia, that should not be happening.
And sadly, but we shouldn't have to, Coggo, we shouldn't have to, but we do.
Mm.
We do. It's just a fact. And we need for men to understand that this is how we go about our lives. Yeah. And then instead of saying, I'm one of the good guys, I don't do this, so it doesn't concern me. If you're not part of the problem, be part of the solution.
So how do we do that? Because we understand not all men, obviously. Love the men that support us. We love those that talk to their mates and have hard conversations. Is it an education issue that is starting from the grassroots level, where it's
teaching young men? I 100% believe that. I believe that. I think that it should be something that's part of the curriculum from the earliest level of school. I think that boys, obviously, they need to be taught. But girls also, they need to be taught what they deserve, that they don't need to put up with these things to feel loved.
Mm.
You know, we make so many excuses just so that we can feel loved and that we can feel like, we're part of something. You know, we need to know that we don't need other people to make us feel like we're worth something.
Melissa, I'm going to say something here as a bloke, right? And this is something I've never said before. I've done it before, but I've never said it out publicly. And I'll tell you now, right? And I've had to deal with men that have caused domestic violence, right? I've had to jump in. I can tell you now, right? And I'll say it straight out, Jules. Most men, most of them who do things like this to women are as weak as piss. They won't approach me. If I say, mate, I reckon you should cut that, they won't approach, but they'll take it out on women.
Disgusting.
But they're as weak as piss. I'm telling you, I haven't met anyone that isn't. I haven't met a man who's done that. And when I say to him, mate, people know what you do. And what happens is then, this is from my experience, what happens to those men, once they get found out, they become the victim. They go, it was so bad and, she said and whatever, it all becomes narcissistic, So
it's easier for them as well because they have this facade. They have this public persona that they can hide behind. Oh, he's a good guy. He would never do something like that, which makes it even harder for the woman to leave as well.
Do you know most of the people that do it? Sorry to interrupt. Most of the people I know that do it, blokes, that is, they will not look me in the eye if I see them because they know I know. Right? Yep. But they will go and garner votes. And that's what they do. Most of them do. They'll garner votes or they'll get credibility or they'll hang it on me and go, oh, yeah, he's a such and such. And I'll go, whatever, mate, you can say what you like. But the thing is that, again, just to answer your question, Jules, you don't get involved because you feel like whilst you can go and say something, it's up to the individuals to call the police. I'm not that involved. Having said that, I'm watching.
Which individuals are you talking about, though, Coggo?
I'm talking about, you tell me, should I as a bloke, if I see another bloke doing stuff, should I get involved fully?
100%.
Okay, all right. Because I can tell you, it feels like, Melissa, it does.
If you see something, you know something, you say something.
Yeah.
You asked about prevention. You asked about how do we change things. Mm. If you know something, and especially when you're a man with influence, Coco, which is who you are, use it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, I'd have to think about this a lot, there's a lot of blokes out there who should be shaken because I know.
I hope they are. And if I can support you in any way, I will. Mm. It's absolutely 100% about control. And that's why coercive control is a form of abuse as well.
That's right. Melissa, we so appreciate you sharing why you got involved in No More, the amazing rally that took place Rosalind Park on Sunday. Look, this conversation is going to continue. This is a emergency meeting, as Anthony Albanese calls, and hopefully we get some concrete outcomes out of this. But of course, if this is triggering for you, we understand helplines are out there, 1-800-RESPECT, available 24 hours, 7 days a week, 1-800-737-732. Again, thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you for having me on.
And anytime you need us, you know what to do, because we're right behind you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is our town.
We do find you things to do around Central Victoria. And after speaking to Melissa just then, Julia, I think it's time to probably just push some of the mental health activities that are taking place this weekend.
Yeah, well said. Dial in. What have you got for us today?
Well, this Sunday is one for the men, in fact, Mr. Perfect, which is happening at Lake Waruna. Now, this happens once a month. And what they do is they ask you to come down, have a barbie between 10:30 and midday, hang around for a while, have a chat. Having a chat is one of the best things that we're told you can do for mental health. That one is free. So down at Lake Waruna Sunday from 10:30, Mr. Perfect. And it's a great, it's not just here, it's a great initiative right around the place as well, Jules.
Absolutely. Hey, Saturday, this one is for the Star Wars fans. Well, you can spend your entire weekend enjoying May the 4th be with you officially on Saturday. But 7 o'clock, all seasons are running Star Wars trivia. It's not just testing your knowledge of a galaxy far, far away, but there's prizes for best dressed. So get out your lightsabers. All of that stuff is going to be fantastic. And if you want to watch all the films, Bendigo Cinemas are running the original Star Wars trilogy of the first three on the Saturday and then the prequel trilogy on Sunday. So if you want to knock yourself out, maybe strap in for the entire weekend to Bendigo Cinemas there.
Yeah, good one. And also, too, as we get into autumn, this is aptly named just that, Maiden Gully Autumn Festival. It's on from 10 on Sunday morning until 3 in the afternoon. Melissa Bishop and her crew are running it, and they do a great job of the Christmas carols, which I'm part of and have been for a long time. So this event will be Schmicko. They are talking, Balgownie Estates, the venue, so it's got to be good for a start, you'd think. But it is a day full of fun. There's heaps of entertainment, lots of shopping too. Local stalls, which is always good. There's the kids' petting zoo, not just for the kids. I mean, we like to pat a kangaroo and stuff like that, Jules. Face painting, there's great food, so much more. So that's coming up this Sunday from 10 at Balgownie Estate. The Maiden Gully Autumn Festival.
Get yourself maybe something for mum for Mother's Day early.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
good
one.
Idea.
Hey, Anthony Street is one of Australia's leading illusionists, and we are delighted to have him in our very own neighbourhood. He's the star and the producer of the stage phenomenon Spellbound. Now, if you've never seen an illusionist before, they do levitations, vanishes, this mentalism, and, you know, those death-defying escape acts. It's incredible. This is at the Alumbra Theatre this Friday, 7:30 p.m. Check it out. And it's family friendly, which is fantastic.
I wonder if you'd be able to get rid of all my bills. This one.
Ask him that.
I will. Is you mentioned Mother's Day before. This is a good one for the Kangaroo Flat Handmade Market. May 4, which is this coming Sunday, of course. 30 stalls showcasing some amazing local talent. So you'll get along there and check out so many things you can get for that amazing woman in your life, whether it's your mum, your partner, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be a sausage sizzle, coffee will be there, all that stuff and more. This is going to be big coming up this Sunday. Let me look at the time that they're going to be running this event, which is huge. It's running from very early in the morning, from around about 9 o'clock. So get along to that one. It's a big one for the Kangaroo Flat Handmade Market. In fact, 9 till 4.
Righto. If none of that has tickled your fancy, why don't we head to where to Bendigo? This is M-Tress that are giving us the best local activities that maybe you've never heard of. This one, without a doubt, has to be iconically Bendigo's Central Debra Gold Mine. She heads there, an iconic location. Let's check it out.
This is our town. Bendigo has some iconic things to do and see, and one of those icons is the Central Debra Gold Mine. So I had to go, because if we're talking about where to Bendigo, this is on everyone's list. You don't just go underground by yourself. So out the front of the mine, I was met by Darcy, one of their great guides.
We'll get our helmets on and head underground.
Okay, you're now 61 metres underground. 61 metres is about the same as a 22-storey building. Whoa. You've done very well. You're very brave. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Okay, if there's all these holes in the ground under Bendigo, how come it's not just like falling in?
Because our rock is really, really hard.
I know that sounds like a stupid question.
But... No, not at all, not at all. In fact, there's more workings down underneath Bendigo than there are roads up on the surface. So pretty much everywhere you walk, you are walking over old mine workings.
I'm shook. That's crazy.
Nothing to worry about that. As we'll discuss later in the geology, our rock is really, really hard.
Right.
Okay, so it's just like walking on super hard concrete.
Right.
It's not going to fall in. I don't have to worry too much about the holes. Bendigo just turned into a sinkhole. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Quartz and gold are best friends.
Okay.
Every piece of gold that has been found in Australia ever started in quartz.
I did not know that until this very moment.
That includes all the alluvial gold that we pan for in the creeks and streams up there on the surface.
So they were, wow, what?
Started in quartz. It's just the quartz has eroded away and left us with the gold.
That's incredible.
Down here underground, no erosion has happened. Therefore, the gold is in the quartz.
Do you ever get to turn the lights off or not?
Yeah. So hit that red button 3 times until it turns off. One more. Right, I'll turn mine off. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa, that's freaky as. Okay, I'm scared. I'm putting my light on. I'm glad you got to do that, but that was so scary.
It is very dark down here underground. Very dark indeed.
That's so wild.
And you get to listen to the noises. If you think it sounds ringing like a bell, tell me it's good.
Okay.
If you think it sounds high like a broken drum, you tell me it's not good.
Okay.
Right, so listen to this. First noise here.
It's good.
Beautiful. What about this one?
Bad.
Very good. You can join the maintenance crew, okay? So, you're spot on.
Wow.
That concludes our tour down here on the ground.
Awesome.
A huge thank you to Darcy and the team at the Central Deborah Gold Mines. It was such a cool experience. I highly recommend it. It is so awesome. I learnt so much.
This is our town.
Thanks, Sam. All right, let's find out what is happening in local sport, Coggo.
Yeah, indeed. I'll tell you what, we'll go through some of the fixtures which are happening this weekend. In the women's competition, the champions IGA seniors for the girls in footy, Golden Square take on Morong, newcomers Morong this season, Eagle Hawk and Castlemaine, possibly the match of the round. Castlemaine have won the last couple of premierships and are sitting on top of the ladder without a loss as we speak. Bendigo Thunder take on White Hills, another group of girls at White Hills starting for the first season. Wooranine up Swan Hill Way take on Sandhurst. They're another team that's starting out too. So some new teams that are playing in the women's competition. So that should be good for that comp. The Heathcote District Football League is always a big one to check out. Before we do that, some of the teams that are playing in that competition too have recruited extremely well. North Bendigo look the goods at the moment. They haven't lost a game, and neither have White Hills. This is the match of the round, Saturday, 2:15 out at North Bendigo at Atkins Street. That'll be a ripper. Colbo take on Huntley out at Colbenabbin Recreation Reserve. Lockington Bemoyne United against Mount Pleasant, last year's Premiers Mount Pleasant. Elmore v Heathcote, and it'll be a ripping game, that one as well. And Leechville Gumbau have the bye. And just quickly in the Bendigo Football Netball League, another big round of games going to be taking place with South Bendigo taking on Gisborne. They are flying at the minute, Gisborne. Golden Square, Kangaroo Flat, that should be a beauty. They don't like each other, I've got to tell you. And Eagle Hawk, Castlemaine, a ripping game too in Maryborough. Just want to be competitive, I would suggest, against Sandhurst over there at Princess Park, Maryborough. And that is what's happening in sport across the region.
Thanks, Coggo. Well, that wraps up another episode of Everything Central Vic. Make sure you are subscribed, you're following along for the next episode. Who knows what's in store next week?
This is our town.